Tigers and Angels meeting on Saturday. Detroit getting one of their dance partners back this weekend in Anaheim. It's J.D. Martinez. He's up at the top of the second inning with a man on, facing Ricky Nolasco.
Fly ball left field. This one's got some carry to it. Got a chance. Gone.
My goodness.
J.D. Martinez, line drive into left in his second game back. Home run number one. 2-0 Tigers in the second. Bases are loaded. Pujols at the plate 0-2. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. That's trouble. On the run up, and it's going to fall in for a single. That's going to score two. Just a soft fly ball in the right spot. Two runs score. We're tied 2-2. Upton swings and hits a fly ball deep down the left field line, hooking in the corner. Gone! And the Tigers retake the lead, 3-2 in the sixth. First base side of the rubber. Sens holds the glove away from the belt when he sends. Fly ball, left center field, forget about it.
Goodness.
Way back in left, we've got a tie game. Mike Trout just launched his 10th of the year, 3-3 here in the seventh. For strikeouts, given his high walks.
And here he is, the closer for the Angels.
1-1, fly ball, right field, fairly deep. Calhoun going back, looking up. It's gone, a home run! J.D. Martinez delivers in the ninth, and the Tigers take a 4-3 lead. Wilson gets the sign and sets, holds the glove high. The 1-2, swing and a miss! He got him on strikes!
Two home runs from J.D. Martinez, his first pair of the season, give Detroit a 4-3 victory on Saturday, so the Tigers look for their first three-game series win in Anaheim since 2009 on Sunday. Daniel Norris pitched 5 2/3 innings for Detroit, allowing 2 runs, 7 hits, and 2 walks while striking out 4. Detroit slugs 3 home runs in their 4-3 win. Here's manager Brad Ausmus.
Well, I mean, this has been a tough place for us to win, and obviously JD, you can tell how much we missed him just from this one game.
Did you have a sense that he had one of these in him based on what you were seeing in the swings last night and perhaps even around the batting practice?
Well, his batting practice has looked good. But that doesn't always translate in the game. I'm never surprised when JD hits a home run. He's got tremendous power at all fields, as he showed tonight, going in both directions. So it's good to have him back in the lineup. It lengthens out our lineup, and it obviously makes it more potent.
And everybody around that, I would guess, because it does lengthen your lineup, that makes the possibility for this offense perking up that much more important.
Well, it makes it a lot tougher on the opposing pitcher and catcher. There's no real rest. A lot of times, and it applies even more than actually you get to the bottom of the lineups, you can take a little bit of a rest mentally. You can't rest because 1 through 6, 1 through 7 can go deep. If you make a mistake. So it makes it much more difficult for the pitcher to continually go through the lineup.
How much of a jolt did it give your dugout when you saw that one find its way into the right field seats?
I didn't know if it was getting out. So when it just made it over the wall, there was an eruption.
All right. Let's go to the beginning of the game. Daniel Norris really broke out his breaking ball. How much was this, especially the first 4 innings, a step forward for him?
Well, it was good. We talked to the catchers, obviously McCann today, who was catching him, because Norris does not shake. He doesn't shake his catchers. And make sure, listen, we gotta use the off-speed pitches, particularly the curveball and the changeup, and we got to make sure they're incorporated into the game plan properly, but more frequently than they have been, and Mac did a nice job.
What happened negatively for him in the fifth?
Sometimes you lose command of the zone. So, but overall, I thought he did a good job. I thought he did a good job mixing the pitches and obviously pitched well enough to allow us to get a win.
Did you question Mike Trout leaning over the plate to get the hit batter that led to ultimately the 2-run single by Pujols at
the time? I talked about it. I don't know if he's intentionally trying to get hit. I think Mike Trout would rather hit than be hit. So but it crossed my mind.
All right. Speaking of Trout hitting, he didn't miss that one coming in from Shane Green. Where is Shane Green in terms of your confidence level in him being that bridge guy?
Tremendous confidence. He's been pitching very well. He gave up a solo home run to possibly the best player in the game. That's not going to shake my confidence.
All right, and Justin Wilson obviously did exactly what a closer should do. And in fact, beyond that, striking out the side in the ninth inning, you knew he had that kind of stuff right there, right?
Yeah, he's got the stuff. Before... this whole thing happened with K-Rod and Willie. I've said he has the stuff to be a closer. And he looked good tonight. Hopefully he continues to look good. But we need to get K-Rod back in the mix as well, because we're better with him and Justin there.
J.D. Martinez missed the season's first 33 games with a foot injury, but he came back on Friday. On Saturday, he hits his first two home runs of the season, including the eventual go-ahead home run in the top of the ninth, giving Detroit a 4-3 win. Here's Martinez on his return.
Just feel good to be back, just be able to help out the team. You know, I've been down there just watching and not being able to do anything, and just being out here and being able to help us get a win today is like, just, I don't know, it feels good just to be back out here playing and doing what I love to do.
When you're sitting and healing, is tonight one of those dreams that you have, or the thoughts that you have about what it's going to be like when you get back?
I guess you could say that. You know, really not what I'm thinking about when I'm down there. I was just, it's just trying to heal, watching the games, getting anxiety from watching the games. But just mostly concentrating on doing what I could do to help us in any way, whether I'm down there, calling one of the guys, trying to pick them up, trying to do something to just help out in any kind of way I can.
You know what's been going on with your team. What's the feeling like when you see that one find its way into the right field seats?
Awesome. We got a great team, and we got to be able to win games like this if we're gonna get to the playoffs, and if we're gonna win the division. You know, it's a tough division, and these close games, they all matter at the end of the year.
How's the foot?
It's getting better. It's good. Yeah. It was good today.
Nights like tonight will make it feel just fine, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
Detroit looks for their first three-game series win in Anaheim since 2009 on Sunday. They pitch Justin Verlander against Alex Meyer of the Angels.